wish they'd give us a dressing room nearer the studio.
Hell, if you want to wash your hands.
Yeah. Oh. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Well, let's get on with it. Oh, I've forgotten my script.
Oh.
Find it?
Yes, it was in my back pocket. Here we go.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello!
Hello! Ah, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Good, hello, Cheeky.
Funny way to make a living. Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to start with a short discourse on tummy rumbling.
Is that the level of this week's show?
That's the high spot.
I don't know why I put up with it. I've had an offer from the Royal Ballet.
What have you done about it?
Reported it to the police and changed the lock on my front door.
I say,
yes. Did you hear about the cannibal who ate the very old ballet dancer?
No.
Died of ballotamine poisoning. Got that joke from Des O'Connor.
How much did he charge you?
Nothing.
You were robbed.
True.
Why do we pursue this balderdash?
I'm your good fairy, Arthur Nettlerash. You have just said the magic word balderdash, and I will now grant you 3 wishes.
Good fairy, you? Carpet slippers, ballet skirt, and bowler hat?
Those your 3 wishes?
No. You're not a good fairy.
What, me, Mush? The hottest wand in Neasden.
Where are your wings, then?
Ah, that, yeah. Well, I was done for dangerous flying down the Edgware Road. Mm. Some pixie on a butterfly jumped the lights and yours truly went straight into a bollard.
Well, I'd like time to think about my 3 wishes.
Yeah, all right. I'll go and have a few hands of brag with Titania. See you in about 20 minutes. Anything you want, as long as it's got nothing to do with sex money or baked jam roll. All right.
Have you got a fairy, Barry?
No, but there's a cousin of the wife's I'm not too sure about.
Why is that?
Well, I don't want to read too much into this, but I had a tooth come out, put it under my pillow, woke up in the morning, and he was in bed with me.
Well, that sold him.
Who?
You know the trouble we have with the sound effects, man? I've given him a right rollicking. We'll have no more trouble from him.
What did you say?
I told him he'd better pull his out, and if I had any more of his... I'd take his and ram it straight down his...
What did he say to that?
Well, he said... But he always does.
Meanwhile, in the greengrocer's just next to a sack of potatoes...
Excuse me, are these King Edwards?
No, they're mine, and don't do that, it hurts.
Present the return of Ben-Hur.
I'm sure I've Ben-Hur before. Hello?
Hello, this is your entire audience here. That's the worst joke you've ever done, and in future when I want comedy, I shall tune in to Reginald Bosanquet.
He's not a comedian.
He makes me laugh. Oh.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter E.
Epic. A long narrative poem dealing with heroic events. Also, if you have a cold in the head, Epic is a forest in Essex.
I've got a cold.
A cold what?
Nose. Oh. That means I'm healthy, doesn't it?
Only if you're a dog.
Well, I'm not a dog.
Oh, yes, you are. You're a Doberman pincher.
I'm not?
Oh, yes, you are. I saw you on a bus the other day pinching a lady's Doberman.
It was just an impulse. It was an impulse, officer. Haven't you ever had these mad urges?
Of course I have, darling. I once had an irresistible urge to fill W.P.C. Bentwood's hat with custard. Later that day, we announced our engagement. We're going to get married as soon as you can get the custard out of her hair. Meanwhile, I shall continue this interrogation.
Oh, ow!
Yeah, sorry about that. My boot slipped.
But you're wearing it on your hand.
Ever tried wearing these things on your feet? Make your toes come up like globe artichokes. It's all right for that suave Git Shaw Taylor with his hush puppies.
I wouldn't know. I'm a Doberman pincher.
Ah! Well, in that case, die for the Queen.
No.
Die for the Queen! Good dog. Excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
Number, please.
01-9999-536-182, please.
Just a moment, please. Insert 10p, please. You're through.
Hello?
Is that 01-9999-536-182?
Yes, it is.
Could I have extension 39932, please?
Extension 39932. Hold on a minute, please.
Hello?
Is that extension 39932?
Yes.
Could I have your reference DBH169-542, please?
Hold on a minute.
Hello? This is DBH169-542.
Ah, just the man.
I'm sorry, caller, your time is up.
Sleepy, bashful, grumpy, dopey.
Trying to remember the names of the seven dwarfs?
No, describing Tim.
Ah. Barry, I wish you hadn't said that.
It's your first wish, is it?
Arthur, you're back.
Yeah. Took £4 off Titania at Bragg. Rotten loser, she tried to turn me into a frog.
Did it work?
Partly. Anyway, what about your wishes?
Wait a minute. You said no money, no sex, and no baked jam roll.
That's correct.
What about a Manchester tart?
I said no sex.
In that case, I should like to hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing the whole of Handel's Messiah.
Would you settle for Barry singing a rotten song?
Oh, yes.
Good lad. Eyes down, look in for a quick spell. No choir, no Messiah. Brace yourselves, it's Barry Cryer.
She gets ambitious in small German cars. She likes embracing unparalleled bars. She wears such painful and uplifting bras. That's why the lady gets the cramp. She likes phone boxes and cinema seats. Romantic dalliance in narrow back streets. Love in a hammock and similar feats. That's why the lady gets the cramp. She loves a crushed, squashed, close atmosphere. Tight leather gear. Small tents, large gents. Love in a garage, but under the ramp. That's why the lady gets the cramp. She likes things crammed, jammed. That's how it goes. Nose up to nose. I seethe, can't breathe. Those airing cupboards are really too damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady gets the cramp. That's right, the lady gets cramp, yeah. Ooh.
And now over to Ramsden Trouser at the sports desk.
Hello, or to put it another way, rhubarb tart. The English selectors today announced their lacrosse team. Tomorrow they're going to announce their La Norte team and we can get on with the game.
And now, football. The transfer for a record fee of Chelsea striker Ainsley Studd, known as soccer's billion-dollar brain, ran into an unexpected snag today when they found he couldn't write his name.
New Zealand rugby star Eden Peirce stormed off the pitch during the match against the Barbarians today, complaining about the behaviour of one of the touch judges. When asked the nature of his complaint, Eden said he kept touching me. And with that joke, I tender my resignation from Hello Cheeky.
What are you going to do?
I shall retire to my farm just outside Tring and grow margarine.
How will you do that?
Sit round and giggle a lot.
Nonsense.
Oh, you must have heard the expression laugh and grow fat.
Oh. Get off.
Failing that, I shall rear admirals.
Get off.
Goodbye, my public.
Ta-ra, what's your name?
Barry. I'm worried about John. What's he going to live on?
Oh, don't worry about John. He's got a little bit tucked away.
I know, but what is he going to live on?
We'll miss him, though, won't we?
Miss who?
John, the thingy.
Yes, I suppose we will.
Will what?
Miss him.
Miss who?
Oh, forget it.
Hello there.
Oh.
I'd like to announce the end of my retirement in a special program entitled Old Three Eyes is Back. Maestro, if you please.
I feel a song coming on. It's, and there's a, and up with an, and
with that, I'd like to announce my retirement from Hello Chicken. I shall go and play golf with Spyro Agnew as I've lost me putter.
Well, Barry. Barry, it's an ill wind.
I'm sorry, it's the curried eggs I had for lunch.
I meant John going.
Oh,
we can replace him now with someone more in keeping with the show.
Well, it's obviously a straight choice between Gary Glitter and Joyce Grenfell.
Right.
Hello? No, I'm sorry, Joyce, if you're going to join, we're in charge. It's a bit of a problem, Tim, you know. Oh.
Hello?
Stately as a galleon, I sail across the floor.
Yes, we've seen you move, Gary, but are you any good at jokes?
Good at them? He wears them.
Meanwhile, in a conservatory of music.
Who are you?
Mia Farrow, you Andre Previn. Give us a tune.
That was an excerpt from my new LP, The 12 Magic Fingers of Dennis King.
Dennis? Dennis, who's given you two fingers?
Every record producer in the country. You can't help liking him, can you, miss?
Hello Cheeky's personal column. If you want it, we can get it. If you've got it, try the ointment.
Young lady accordionist wishes to meet stainless steel bra manufacturer.
International. Too late, it sounds like sympathy. International Escort Service. If you want charming, intelligent and witty companions, ring 361-2895. If you want crumpet, call personally and ask for Bubbles.
Hello?
Is that the International Escort Service?
If you like.
I'd like a young lady for dinner.
Are you a foreign visitor?
No, I'm a cannibal.
Tim, why does Barry always play that part?
You're joking. Haven't you noticed?
What?
Curly hair, wonderful sense of rhythm, touch of the... I bet you what you like... His granny had a long consultation with the witch doctor.
You mean...
Yes, if he hasn't got Welsh blood in him, I'll eat my hat.
Barry, are you Welsh?
No.
A waitress, Trilbian chips, please. And tea for two.
Picture you upon my knee. Tea.
No, Dennis. No, thank you very much. Better make it coffee, please, waitress.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans go by.
No, Dennis. Dennis, no thanks. Waitress, could you make it wine?
Pop, bubble, 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 went the pink champagne.
I'll fix him. Dennis, Horlicks.
In our never-ending quest to bring you the best of the new talent, we proudly present Mr. Wilmslow Pith, who will play Gems from Strauss by kicking a series of specially tuned Yorkshire Terriers.
Oh, oh,
my leg. That little swine's holding back my career. Take that.
Hello?
RSPCA here. We can't have this kicking of Yorkshire Terriers.
Oh, no. So that was merely make-believe. We were actually kicking each other.
Oh, that's all right, then. Give my regards to Dick Emery if you see him. My uncle was in the ATS with a cousin of his.
Hello?
NSPCC here. What's all this about you kicking each other?
It's all right. We're not children.
I've been a regular listener to your programme for some time. And all I can say is don't bet on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vulgarity Corner.
Of all the fishes in the sea, my favourite is the bass. It climbs up all the seaweed trees and slides down on its hands and knees.
Meanwhile, somewhere else, just outside, somewhere else.
Here we go, then. You put your left leg in. Your left leg out. Your left
yes,
leg...
Yes, very colourful, Mr. Paunceford, but not quite right for the Royal Ballet.
Great poof. Don't know talent when you see it.
Meanwhile, in another corner of the room, just next to the practice bar.
Two large practices and bitter lemon, love. Hey, Robin.
Yes?
You know that eccentric widow who comes to all the performances?
Yes.
Took me home last night. Mm. Asked me to dance naked on her table, just covered in gold paint.
Did you do it?
Yes, but didn't I feel guilty?
Oh, you are a one.
Oh, look who's talking.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Barry Cry here. I refuse to appear in that sketch. I don't like that sort of thing. I smoke a pipe, you know, and play a lot of rugger, and... God, Dennis King's got lovely eyes. Sorry. Give us a tune, Cuddles. Excuse me, I'm going for a cold shower.
A wanderer I, with my stick in my hand,
sing a ho for the road to Plastow.
The wind and the weather just make me feel grand,
sing ho for the road to Plastow.
To turn left when I reach Canning Town.
Sing ho for the road to Plastow.
A fig for Swiss Cottage and for Kensal Rise.
Sing ho for the road to Plastow.
I strive for the best and the East is my prize.
Sing ho for the road to Plastow. Oh, Daffodowndilly, come famine or feast, a man without spirit is naught but a beast.
And I bet I get mugged when I reach Stratford East.
Sing ho for the road to Plastow.
Hello, I'm Tony King, the bass player, and I'd like to announce I only do this rubbish for the money. Hello, Candy and the kids. See you later. Put the pie in the oven.
Get off!
He's getting as bad as Dennis, little Sir Ego over there. Thank goodness the drummer's a quiet lad. All right, Don. See what I mean? Never opens his mouth.
Never afraid to climb on someone else's bandwagon, we at Hello Cheeky furtively present our own naughty film. Torn from the pages of Exchange and Mart, the film they said should never be made, and how right they were. As we give you...
The Sock Swappers of Crouch End.
certificate.
Tim, that's XX.
Oh, sorry.
With a cast of international unknowns, including Jutti Lundstrom, Gutti Hamstrung, Lottie Bullshine, and Bitter Crumpet.
Introducing Reg Burwash as Sir Ian.
Your solicitor to see you, Sir Ian.
Thank you for coming, Hamish.
Do me a favour, Bubbler. That's what I'm paid for. You've got to tell me how you got into this mess.
Certainly. It's a long story. Sit down.
Right.
Not on my knee.
Oh. Oh, well, I'll sit over here on this little round thing.
That's my cellmate, but carry on. Well, Hamish, it all began quite innocently. My wife and I were at a wine and cheese do. The Lamptons were throwing it. Terribly messy business when you start throwing wine and cheese. Anyway, someone suggested a game of strip chess to get things going a bit.
Your move, Ian. I'll have that tie off you before you know it. And then, how will you keep your trousers up?
Sorry, Dimfner. You've fallen into my little trap. Checkmate.
Oh, you rotter. Rules are rules. Here, you can have one of my bed socks.
As I took the sock, Hamish, I felt a tingle running through me. I'd only ever handled my wife Vera's socks before, and this was strange and new. Forbidden fruit, Hamish. But I knew I'd have to try again.
Now you feel, I'm the same with pork sausages.
Sausages aren't fruit, Hamish.
Neither are socks.
Touché. I said nothing to Vera, but spent a restless night dreaming of strange socks. The next morning, as I was riding my fairy cycle through Regent's Park...
Hey, mind what you're doing. You've run over my foot.
I'm sorry, madam. Have I hurt you? Let me look. I'll just take off your... sock.
Oh. Oh. Interested in socks, are we?
No, not really.
Well, come on, own up, dear. I can tell. I'm quite interested in other people's socks myself, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. My husband was a shifty quartermaster, and the first time he brought home a gross of those thick, grey, woolly ones, I knew they had a special meaning for me.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've got quite a nice collection of other people's socks at home. Why not come back and let me sock them to you?
It was a terrible joke, Hamish, but I couldn't resist.
What happened?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it. Hamish, don't put too fine a point on it. You see, now you've broken it.
Oh. Well, I don't use it much nowadays. It's an old pencil. Carry on.
Well, not to put too fine a point...
You've just done that.
That's true, and it didn't go awfully well then.
No.
Anyway, the long and short of it is that that afternoon, for the first time, I tasted the joys of extramarital socks.
Haven't seen much of old Ian in the club recently.
Haven't you heard?
What?
Well, he's on the socks kit.
You mean he's joined the sock exchange?
Right, yes. Oh. A friend of mine saw him at one of those sock swapping parties the other night.
Good God.
Didn't care. Dancing around in a pair of Argyle socks belonging to a girl young enough to be his daughter.
Good Lord. Man's gone perverted.
Fred, so disgusting, isn't it?
Certainly is. Yeah. Oh, blast. Huh? Lend us your nail varnish, will you? There's a ladder in one of my stockings.
I'd become the talk of London, Hamish. Every time I spoke, there was this funny harp noise. I'd become the talk of London, Hamish. I didn't care. I reveled in it. Sock-swapping parties, assignations with professional sock-swappers. At one point, I even considered the ultimate.
Not changing your socks.
No. Worse. Oh. Leaving Vera and becoming a homosexual.
Oh, he can fault another Jewish expression.
Then came the fateful day at the public tennis courts, Hendon. I say, park keeper.
Yeah, Governor. Mind your foot.
Who's that divine lady playing tennis over there in those gorgeous white socks?
Lady Araminta Dribble. Mind your foot.
Where does she live?
Block of flats over there. Mind your foot. Oh, please yourself.
Ow!
removing his spike from my foot. I limped over to Lady Araminta as I neared those voluptuous socks. My control snapped. Lady Araminta, how do you feel about sock swapping?
Oh, you filthy beast! You despicable object! Oh, that sort of thing repels me! I prefer pressing flowers in books and doing naughty things with racing drivers.
She stormed off the court. That night I broke into her flat, stole her socks, crammed them into my briefcase, raced home and threw them into my wardrobe. It was only the next morning, when I went to gloat at my leisure, I discovered my mistake. She was still wearing them. Now I'm branded as a socks maniac.
Well, my boy, I'll see what I could do.
Thank you, Hamish. Oh, Hamish, before you go.
What?
Could you just lift your trouser leg a bit?
What are you doing?
No, Hamish,
no,
please.
No, no.
I've never seen those.
No.
Pretty
no,
red.
Play the music. Hey, play the music.
Sir Archie.
Cheerio, Cheeky.
This program was written and performed by John Junkin, Tim Brooke Taylor and Barry Cryer. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio. And the program was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.